Our Tragic Universe by Scarlett Thomas, narrated by Sarah Lefebvre.
Part 1. Organise a fake hold-up. Verify that your weapons are harmless, and take the most trustworthy hostage so that no human life will be in danger, or one lapses into the criminal. Demand a ransom, and make it so that the operation creates as much commotion as possible. In short, remain close to the truth in order to test the reaction of the apparatus to a perfect simulacrum. You won't be able to do it. The network of artificial signs will become inextricably mixed up with real elements. A policeman will really fire on sight. A client of the bank will faint and die of a heart attack. One will actually pay you the phony ransom. In short, you will immediately find yourself once again, without wishing it, in the real, one of whose functions is precisely to devour any attempt at simulation, to reduce everything to the real. Jean Baudrillard, Simulacra and Simulation. I was reading about how to survive the end of the universe when I got a text message from my friend Libby. Her text said, "Can you be at the embankment in 15 minutes? Big disaster." It was a cold Sunday in early February, and I'd spent most of it curled up in bed in the damp and disintegrating terrace cottage in Dartmouth. Oscar, the literary editor of the newspaper I wrote for, had sent me The Science of Living Forever by Kelsey Newman to review, along with a compliment slip with a deadline on it. In those days, I'd review anything because I needed the money. It wasn't so bad.